Don't give up comfort for style. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look good while feeling comfortable. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, the resident Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And before we get into the nitty-gritty pro football that we talk about here on a weekly basis, I just want to take a moment to address my college football team. As we all know, I'm a Michigan man. Go Blue, always. And needless to say, man, it has been a rocky few weeks, a very turbulent few weeks. I know Lando, he wanted to get around to have me talk about it when the news first dropped, but honestly, we just kept rolling, and it just never got caught up in the rundown. So here we are, man. Listen, Sherrone Moore, I don't feel sorry for him. You want to step under your wife? You want to get caught up like that? You want to lose character like that? That's on you, man. I feel sorry for your kids. I feel sorry for your wife. Even though she was photographed with him, walking out with him, like out of the courtroom and all that after the proceedings and everything. If she's going to stay, that's her business, not mine.
Right.
Right. Listen, I was never a fan of Sherrone Moore as the head coach. I wanted him gone. I didn't realize that would be the catalyst for getting him gone. But
hey, if anyone can find out if Matt Eberflus is doing anything, let me know, please.
Yeah, and so, yeah, man, Sherrone Moore out, Kyle Whittingham in, former Utah Utes coach for the past 21 seasons. Yeah, man, he's been there a long time, been there 32 seasons total, compiled a 177-88 win-loss record. He's a proven winner. He's won his conference twice, and, I mean, he just finished, you know, leading Utah to a 15 ending the season, the 15th ranked team in the nation. This was the best hire we could make right now. I mean, like, we literally lucked into this hire, man. I mean, this dude, he's 66 years old. Utah wanted him to step down. You know, he had said it, I'm not retiring, right? He was just kind of, you know, waiting to see what his next moves would be.
Right.
And lo and behold, the job in Michigan opens up. We scooped him up. I'm very happy to have him. We got him on a 5-year deal. Very happy to have him. I think he will bring stability to a very turbulent program. I'm not sitting here saying natty or bust with him. I'm sitting here saying, can he come in and fortify and stabilize the University of Michigan football program?
Right.
That's what needs to happen right now. And I believe the answer is 1,000% yes. I'm happy we got him. And I'm truly excited, and I cannot wait to see what he does in the maize and blue. So I just wanted to get that off my chest real quick. Wanted to express my feelings about that. Happy to have Coach Whittingham on board with us, and can't wait to see what he does with the boys, man. Okay, now on to today's news.
Yeah.
You had alluded to this basically all season. You thought the Cowboys were done with Trayvon Diggs.
And
news broke today
that they officially released him.
Yes, they have cut ties with him.
And I mean,
your initial thoughts, your reaction, your feelings.
I was just, like I said, like you said, I had already figured that it was going to happen sooner or later. I just thought it would have been later.
Right.
At this point, because of the cap implications and the money behind it all, usually you kind of wait until after June 1st to make cuts like this.
Right.
But I feel like it was such a mutual thing. They want to, I guess, give him the opportunity to maybe sign with another team sooner rather than later.
Contender, maybe. Is that, do you think that's what his plan is?
Yeah, he's not that bad. There's no,
yeah, no, but he's, I mean, I'm just hurting everything. And
Matt Eberflus, he's going, I guarantee you, he's going to go to another team and look,
ball out.
No, he's not even gonna. I don't think he'll ball out or be the All Pro again. The 11 interceptions, but right now he looks like one of the worst corners in the league that I've ever.
He's too talented to be looking that bad.
It's entirely too talented to be looking that bad, and he knows that, and he's voiced these frustrations all season.
Yeah,
and it's sort of led to him and. I think, and it was actually reported that the final straw was.
And while you pull that up, what do you know off the top of your head what the cap hit was?
It was only like $6 million. Like it wasn't.
Oh, okay, crazy, yeah, that's not terrible. I thought it'd be way more than that. That's not bad though. And this is stuff that you saw come out today.
Yes, I know it, that he had like officially because so he's from the Maryland area,
right?
And like you said, and we played them on Christmas. And here it is. Multiple sources confirmed that Trayvon Diggs initially went through the proper channels and requested to stay in Washington after the Christmas Day game, and they told him no, and he stayed anyway. That was like the final straw.
Right.
And ended up cutting him. So, I mean, it was very clear that he no longer wanted to play for us.
He was no longer
wanted him to play for us. So it is what it is. Until somebody comes and takes that title, he'll be my favorite Cowboys cornerback ever.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get to see Deion play, so I mean, I have a right for the right for him, but the same way
like that you've had the privilege of like witnessing play for the Cowboys.
Same way Dez Bryant's my 88, Ezekiel Elliott's my favorite running back. Like those are the I respect those guys for the and the Emmitts, the Aikmans, the Irvins for sure. But
no, I get it.
So it's not even close, honestly. Deron Bland. He was even at his best. I always kind of wasn't that high. Still wasn't as good as Trayvon Diggs in my eyes. And then after Deron Bland, there's no one that's even noteworthy.
I mean,
that I would even say would. Oh, Jordan Lewis actually.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite just Cowboys players of all time. But that was more of a like a grit and grind type player. He was never just like the most talented guy in the league. Although he had a really good season. For Jacksonville.
His season just got cut short, sadly.
Very sad. Prayers up to him, hoping for a speedy recovery. But after Jordan Lewis, then it's not even – all the other guys are terrible. Even guys like – all pro guys like Byron Jones. I hated that guy. Oh, my God.
Trayvon out.
Prayers to the Diggs family right now. We kind of
– Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, Stephon Diggs.
He was charged with felony assault, like strangulation.
Yes, I did see that. You're so right. I did see that. Wow. Yeah, the Diggs brothers are
definitely.
We don't know what happened with that situation yet, obviously. But
those are just the initial reports.
It was crazy because, like, I just saw because you know they just interviewed him. You know, after the Patriots whooped up on the Jets,
right?
And he's like, I think 40 yards away or something like that from 1,000 yards. And you know, they talked to him about that, and he was, you know, super grateful, and he was like, man, like I'm just supposed to be here. I'm just trying to be the best leader I can for these guys. Like he was sounding very humble about the opportunity he has in New England. So yeah, for that news to drop, man, I was like, oh man. And right before the playoffs, this is not a good look. Not a good look. So hopefully that situation resolves itself one way or the other, right? The truth always comes out one way or the other. But yeah, man, in terms of Dallas, now last episode, right? Because we kind of spoke to Dallas's offseason approach and everything, what you'd want them to do with those draft picks now. And before you asked that linebacker safety, now do you feel like that philosophy might need to change?
No, we still need linebackers and safeties because still terrible.
Right.
The cornerbacks we have, while they aren't that good, we still have investments there.
So Deron and Trayvon and who is?
Traquezway Bridges.
So you feel like okay with those guys?
They're just like nothing.
Well, then I mean, because
that's how it's just linebacker and safety are that bad. I have to be okay with those guys because it's like, do I want to invest in cornerback and then be okay with Kenneth Murray? No, Kenneth Murray is the worst football player I've ever seen play on the football field. It's insane. It literally looks like he's trying to be that bad.
What do you think? Because I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch y'all play on Christmas because I thought y'all were going to stall at the Commanders.
Why?
And, because the Commanders are just the Commanders right now. But, and y'all were initially. And then the Commanders climbed back. So, I mean,
because offense, we scored 30 points. It's defensively. That's why we didn't stomp the Commanders. They let Josh Jacobs score, or Josh Johnson scored 23 points.
Right.
And it wasn't really Josh. He played a great, but Bill, no.
Yeah. Bill.
Ja'Cory Kroski-Mary had a field day.
Why does he go by Bill, bro? That's hilarious, man. Like, bro, you're what, 22?
Debo looked like it was Friday. Not Christmas. Like, it was ridiculous. He
did Terry McLaurin even play?
Yeah, he played.
He did? Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I just thought the Cowboys would give the Commanders a good old-fashioned Christmas whooping. I really did.
And another, it would have been lower, but I can admit this was Dak's probably worst game all season. He just wasn't, him and CD just weren't, he missed CD a few times. And it was his worst game, but he still had 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah.
He did take a lot of sacks because, like I said before, he refused to throw the ball away. He's either going to take the sack or he's going to try to get the ball, to give his guy a chance to get the ball. But where the offense kind of did struggle, they still, I think, like I said, still put up 30 points, which should be enough to win majority of the football games you play in. Right. They just weren't perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah, just defensively, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Nah, I hear you. Okay. So you're still sticking to your guns, linebacker, safety, priority 1 and 2.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the Cowboys secondary is going to look very different next season.
Yeah.
Deron, he's CB1 now. Siobhan, CB2. I guess maybe that quarterback 3 spot is open for you guys. The nickel spot, if you don't, I don't even know who you just said. Bridges, like, I've seen him play before, but I don't know who the guy is.
We have Reddy Stewart.
Right.
And I think there's one more guy who gets snaps, but that's pretty much it.
It's a bunch of
young guys that we invested in through the draft, so they gotta step up. And then you got guys like Logan Wilson, who didn't play a single snap.
Yeah.
And when asked about it after, and then the days after the game, they all, for all intents and purposes, said they kind of just forgot to put him in. I don't even know how that happens.
Who said that, Matt Eberflus?
Yeah, they said that they intended to play him, but they messed up, quote unquote. We take that as a coaching staff. They said that they just said it was a staff mistake that he didn't play.
Man, this is the NFL. I don't want to hear that.
And to me, and it's like, how do you watch Kenneth Murray play
and then say, like, you can't get any,
and selling him out be the first thing on your mind? I don't get it.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, okay, yeah, so you're pretty much, linebacker, say that's what you want them to address first and foremost next offseason, or this upcoming offseason. Let me get your thoughts real quick on because we're talking about Trayvon, one disgruntled star player. Let's talk about another disgruntled star player real quick. Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
And that whole saga. Where are you at on that?
We have to trade, like, you're basically saying, like, what would I want if he wants to leave Las Vegas? Am I open to him coming to Dallas at this
point? Well, I'm sure you're open to it.
It just depends
on the package.
And I don't want to trade. I'd be okay.
I know you don't want to trade more than one first rounder for him.
Yeah.
Right. But, like, where are you at on that saga?
Him wanting to play,
him wanting to play, the Raiders want to sit him, the Raiders putting him on IR, say he needs surgery, and then him dropping a video of him hooping with his daughter at his crib.
I think that's, it's his own person. He should be able to make that decision for himself.
Yeah.
If he wants to play, he should be able to play.
Do you think the Raiders are in the wrong for not wanting him to play? Because we all know why they don't want him to play.
Yeah, I don't think they're in the wrong for not wanting him to play. I think they're in the wrong for not letting him play.
You can't take the power of choice out of his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people like crying for the Cowboys, because the Cowboys were playing like Dak and our starters, and they're like, what's the point?
Do you want that or no?
I want whatever they want. If they want to play, delay and play. If they want it to sit, they should be able to sit.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. Max Crosby 1000% should want to play, right? Like, absolutely should want to play.
Yeah.
In the same breath, the Raiders, like Antonio Pierce, their old head coach, he was like, worked with Max for 3 years. Like, Max is a dog. I get it. He goes, but the Raiders need a quarterback. Like he's like, but the Raiders need a quarterback. They need the number one pick. I don't fault the Raiders for not wanting to play him, right?
Yeah.
Max Crosby should want to play, and they should not want to play him. I get both sides of it. If Max Crosby and the Raiders were not headed for a divorce already, they should be now.
Yeah.
Right? Like this should be the straw that broke the camel's back. All right. Clearly, Max Crosby is not playing for a winning organization right now. We all know that. He probably knows that, right? Like he knows he's not faking the funk. And look, man, like this is what happens when you play for the bottom echelon teams in the league.
Yeah.
Right? You get pulled and benched in the last game or two of the season. To tank. They'll say Max has a knee injury. He needs surgery, even though you feel fine, even though you've been playing hurt all season, right? Because that's what he said. To his credit, he kind of said, he said something that reminded me of you. He was, did you see when they were talking about him at the at his locker?
No. What did he say?
So they were basically asking him, like, you know, what do you think about the, you know, the Raiders basically like trying to play this position right to get the number one pick? And he literally said, like, it's not my job to worry about that. My job is to play football.
Yeah.
He said, my job is to be the best defensive end in the world. And I come in day in and day out to try to make that happen. He's like, that's not my job. That's the GM's job. That's the team's job. That's not my job. And, you know, right, because you always say, like, you know, when we talk about Mike McCarthy, you're like, Mike McCarthy has his job. Jerry Jones has his job. Right. Like,
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good, too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
Max Crosby is not wrong in that. He's not wrong in that. I think Max, if this isn't telling you to request a trade now, bro, I don't know what will. Right? I mean, if this isn't telling you to request a trade, I don't know what will. Okay? Both of you are wrong. Like, they're not wrong, right? You should want to play 1,000%. They should want to sit you.
But that's just what's going to come with playing for the Raiders.
Exactly. Exactly. And, brother, it's going to stay like this until Mark Davis leaves. Y'all get a good head coach in there. Y'all get a good GM. Tom Brady probably finally, like, just steps away because you can't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Y'all actually get good players.
Right. Right. I mean, yeah.
I say a couple individuals.
They have some guys, but you don't have a core. You don't have a core at all. So, yeah, man, Max, I feel you, man. I feel you. So now call your agent. Yo, tell Mark it's time. Like seriously.
Get me to Dallas.
According to Lando for the right price. I would give up 2 first-rounders for Max Crosby. He wouldn't. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how that whole cycle plays out in the offseason. We'll see. Will Max Crosby end up a Cowboy? Will he end up a Buffalo Bill? I don't know. We'll see. It's time for me to talk about the atrocity that is the Philadelphia Eagles offense. Man.
0 yards in the second half of game.
Dude, you know what I said to myself? He can't keep getting away with this. you know what I said to myself, like, in the first half, right? Because for the first time all season, our offense capitalized off a turnover our defense made. Right. And I'm like, oh, like this is starting off perfectly. Offense is moving up and down, right? Balanced. We got a good rhythm flow. That's how Jalen he literally phrased it as what happened in the second half. We got out of rhythm. That's exactly what he said. I'm watching the first half. We're in rhythm up and down the field, right? And that our defense is making plays. Josh Allen can't get nothing going, right? James Cook, the leading rusher of the league, we're holding him to like 2.2 yards a carry, right? Like it's going perfect. It's going perfect, right? Second half comes. And I mean, man, to not complete a pass in the second half, to get so conservative within yourself that everybody knows what it's run up the middle, deep shot, 3 and out. That's what happened every drive.
in the second half.
I'm seeing people talk about, oh, you know, look, we squeaked out a win. We got lucky. Okay.
Yeah.
We flat out got lucky. Josh Allen, he makes that throw 9 times out of 10. He missed Khalil Shakir on the 2-point conversion. He makes that throw 9 times out of 10. We just got the one.
Yeah.
Literally, we just got the one. I you know, I'm seeing, you know, people, Eagles fans commenting, you know, because, you know, follow the Eagles on Instagram, and they post like, we won, we grinded it out,
right,
and everything. I'm looking at the comments, and everybody's like, oh, if y'all could just, like, if the offense could just get going, like, if we could just fix this, we'll be back-to-back champs. And I responded to somebody, I said, the only way to fix this is to fire Kevin Betulo, which is not happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
Right? And then somebody had responded to me, and they deleted it because I saw it and then I couldn't find it when I went back, right? They had said, like, this is Nick Sirianni's offense and blah, 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 all this and that. And I'm like I hear what you're saying. I do. But again, Nick Sirianni has earned enough grace where it's like, all right, man, you've taken us to 2 Super Bowls. You've won one of them, right? This is your guy and you want to give your guy the whole season? Fine. If you're going to take this season because your guy can't call plays.
But you're on the hook for that.
Yes. And if he, you know, because I'm seeing some talk, Kevin Betulo might not be gone next year. I'm telling you, man, if Kevin Betulo is running it back for us next season, I don't even know Kevin. I'm looking squarely at Nick Sirianni. I don't even know Kevin, bro. I'm looking at Nick Sirianni, bro. I can't, man. I can't. I
told my brother, if Matt Eberflus is my coach next year, I might like have to take, I don't know if I can fully invest into that.
Is there any talk of him coming back?
No, it's like I said, there's just talk a bit about the Jerry front Rose. Office wanting consistency with right. the coaching staff.
Right.
And I will say, cutting digs like this
is kind of,
well, it kind of, maybe it kind of, but now that all the reports are out, it's more of a, like a, it just seems like a full organization thing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought maybe it was a thing where just him and Eberflus didn't get along, but now it just seems
to talk about the team. Maybe. Yeah.
It's Trayvon Burns, everybody. But so, like, if I had to bet now, I would bet that he would be gone based off, if I'm just basing off what they said.
Yeah.
They just said things how they weren't happy with the way the season went. They weren't happy with one side, like the defense, that. How bad things were wasn't ideal and things. So I would think he wasn't, but
right.
But it's like I understand, like, with Kevin Petula, and if he's coming back, and it's like,
how do you expect me to believe?
Yeah,
like
that it'll be different.
Yes, it just like, golly, man, like Saquon barely over 1,000 yards. A.J. Brown got over 1,000 yards. Cool. Devontae's still waiting to get there. Dallas Goedert having a career year in terms of touchdowns. I mean, like, dude, Jalen Carter. First of all, let me just say this. I feel like I kind of owe Jalen Carter a little bit of an apology because I feel like he's kind of had a down season. I didn't know he was playing hurt. He was out for a couple weeks, got surgery on both shoulders. Jalen Carter looks back, he looks healthy, and he looks scary. Did you see his sack?
No, I didn't.
Dude, he threw Osiris Torrance. He threw him. Like, he move. Child's play. Josh Allen, bye. Like, I was like, oh, Jalen's back. Because he hadn't been moving like that most of the season.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, like, Jalen's back, bro. And Jordan Davis playing at the level he is. Should have been a Pro Bowler. But F the Pro Bowl, that thing's a joke anyway. Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy. We're going to waste a championship-level defense. We're going to waste a championship-level defense. And it's not because we don't have the players. Yeah. It's not because we don't have the talent. It's because we don't have anybody that can scheme up plays for these players to run. That's exactly why.
And I don't think it's that y'all don't have anyone who can. It's the guy that y'all are letting it can't. Specifically,
I think
Sirianni could call a better offense than
maybe he called plays his first year. It was up and down.
The talent wasn't as good though. Did y'all have AJ by the time he got there? And
We had Devontae. We didn't have AJ.
Right, that's what I thought.
Listen, I'm here for Nick Sirianni taking over and play calling dudes. I've said that.
Right.
Because anything is better than this.
Exactly.
I've said that.
Yeah. No, it's just we're going to waste a championship level defense, right? And as it currently stands, we got to play the Rams or who is it?
They'll definitely be one of the winners. The Rams will definitely be one in revenge, and the 49ers are getting hot.
They're talking about Fred Warner. He might be able to come back for the playoffs.
That'd be scary.
Dude, like. Now, granted, it would be for the NFC Championship game if they made it. But, the Rams lost last night. That was just
Man.
And can I just say, like, the fact that the Falcons let that game become a game.
It's ridiculous.
That is why the Falcons are the Falcons.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I'm gonna throw this out here too. Side note real quick. I don't think this is crazy either. I'm calling it Kirk Cousins to the Jets on a one-year deal next year. And I don't think that's crazy. Because say what you want about Kirk Cousins.
I don't think it's crazy.
Say what you want about Kirk Cousins. I'm not saying, listen, he will never be the guy to get you to the mountaintop or get you over the mountaintop. But he will at least stabilize your quarterback position when he's healthy. At the very minimum, he will do that.
Definitely.
And the Jets, that's what Aaron Glenn needs right now. Don't go swinging for the fences on somebody you don't know. Right? We saw Justin Fields.
Terrible.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor, I don't know when he's going to retire, right? Go get you a Kirk Cousins to stabilize that. While you figure out the rest of your team, go get your quarterback next year after him. I'm just saying. I don't think that's a bad game plan. But, God. And now, right, because we play the Commanders, mm-hmm. obviously we're going to rest our starters. So, like, there's no room to even figure this out with one game left in the regular season.
Right.
No room whatsoever. And I'm telling you, man, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that wild card to happen and we get bounced. Okay, I'm waiting for that to happen. I think some key guys will not be back next year. Kevin Betulo has to be number one on that list. I don't think N'Kobe Dean will come back. I think he's too injury prone. I love him, but God, I really think he's too injury prone. And, you know, why are we going to re-sign him when we draft his replacement?
Right.
With the first round pick, man. Like it, like you said, like if you invest highly in that position, there's no reason to not let that come and play out to fruition. God, dude, it's tough, man. It's just, and let me say this too about the Buffalo game. Like, yo, those refs, they wanted Buffalo to win so bad. Like, they called a pass interference call on Quinyon Mitchell, right? Lando, he literally played the perfect cornerback technique. He was hand fighting with the receiver. He turns around. He gets his head at the ball, and he's playing the ball, he's hands on the guy. Receiver's hands are on him. Literally plays the ball, pass interference. I'm like, that's horrible. That's horrible. They missed holding calls on Jalen Carter all day. Then they missed a late hit on Jalen Hurts. Like they obviously. Oh. Horrible officiating, but whatever. Yeah, man. Yeah, not a happy camper. Yeah, we won the game, but we got lucky. We got lucky. Josh Allen makes that throw 9 times out of 10,
mm-hmm.
and he just missed him. He just missed him. Yeah, I'm not feeling any better about our playoff chances. Not one bit. So, yeah, man, we'll see what happens with that. All right, before we get on out of here, it is obviously December 30th, 2025.
Happy birthday, LeBron. I had to get that out.
Oh. What is his birthday?
December 30th.
Today?
Yeah.
Wow.
A week after mine.
Yes, yes. Lando did have a birthday. Mm-hmm. How was that, by the way?
Oh, it was a great night. I had a good time with my family. Yeah. And then had a, you know, pretty good Christmas. So the holidays are always a pretty fun time.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Love that for you. But yes. Obviously, the year is coming to a close. You know, before we get on out of here, we just want to kind of touch on, and I just want to ask you, like, if you had to pick one thing or maybe a couple things that you want to leave behind in 2025 that you don't want to bring with you in 2026, or you don't want anybody to bring with them in 2026, what would they be?
What do you have? Let me think for a second.
Off the top of my head, 6'7".
Oh, yeah.
That can stay with LaMelo Ball in that interview long, like way, way, way back. You miss me with that, bro.
You work with kids, so I understand why you didn't get annoyed.
You have no idea.
I never came around to partaking in the trend, but as an adult, I came around to like understanding that it was just nothing. Like, it was just a meme to them. It was no different than like when we were younger and people would say, "Oh, 1738," like about Fetty Wap, or what's not a plus 10, 21, right?
I understand like the phenomenon.
Yeah.
I just wanted to stop.
Right. No, yeah, it's sick.
I just wanted to stop.
Let me see. What's...
I mean, if you want me to get real here, I can tell you on my vision board for 2026, I plan to put on there like leaving behind bad habits.
Okay. Are we doing things that we like that we want, but aren't you like we know it's not gonna happen, but it's just something like,
I mean, you never know. So what? I mean, throw it out there, man. But throw it out to the universe.
We need to stop counting wins as a QB stats.
No, my God.
I thought of pause because this is our non-sports segment. So I'll think of another one.
He will down that hill.
Let's see. Not being able to merge correctly. Like when you're getting on the highway. Yeah. It's so when people don't like do the zipper technique, like when you're merging into the same lane, like one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you just that's slowly.
Most,
yeah,
that's the most annoying thing ever.
Okay, well, all right, Texans, learn how to drive, please, and tell your kids to stop saying 6'7". It's like it's not even funny anymore. It's just annoying. Please, please stop it. Like, LaMelo, you did not have to do that, bro. But okay.
I don't think he did it on purpose.
No, I know. I know. That's a wrap on this episode of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, your resident Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
Have a happy new year.
Yep.
Right? Happy new year. Stay safe.
Do not drink and drive. Nope. Call yourself an Uber. Call yourself a ride. Yep. Call somebody.
1,000%. Be around your loved ones. Go ahead and put that vision board up. Make whatever you want to happen.
Stick to your resolutions if you make them.
Yeah. I don't really call the resolutions anymore. Are you a resolution guy?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, like, comment, subscribe, follow us on TikTok, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. You can find us anywhere you can find podcasts. And until next year.
Yep.
Peace.
Later.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's ka'chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.